This story is brought to you by the Alliance Kiwanis Club. The Bugliest Bug by Carol Diggory Shields. Do you have six legs? Do you wiggle or crawl? Could you be the bugliest bug of them all? A contest for insects. News buzzed through the air. Bugs slithered and swarmed from here and from there. Down by the pond, young damselfly Dilly said, "I'm a plain bug, neither clever nor frilly. But while I won't win, I would still like to see who the bugliest bug turns out to be." Fireflies lit up the stage with their lights. Glowworms glowed softly, a beautiful sight. A lacy white curtain hung from the trees and billowed and swayed in the warm evening breeze. The clearing was humming with bugs of all sizes, flittery, jittery, hoping for prizes. There were more bugs than Dilly could ever have dreamed, from tiny no-see-ums to fat termite queens. Some had great pinchers, some had proud horns, some looked like branches, or flowers, or thorns. Dilly crept closer as the biggest judge grinned, "Sweet little bugs, let our contest begin." How odd, Dilly thought, those judges have wings that are tied to their backs with gossamer strings. Click beetles clacked and whirligigs whirled. Crickets sang solo and swallowtails twirled. A ladybug curtsied, tumble bugs flipped. The judges applauded, then licked their lips. The judges looked shifty, so Dilly kept squinting. Then sure enough, she spied their fangs glinting. She yelled, "We've been flim-flammed, bamboozled, distracted. Those judges aren't insects," she cried. "They're arachnids." The big judge hissed softly, "Too late for you all. It's curtain time now," and it started to fall. "Folks," he continued, "we liked all your acts, but we think we will like you much better as snacks." The bugs froze in fear. This looked like the end. But Dilly thought quickly and shouted out, "Friends, there's only one way to get out of this mess. Each insect must do what each insect does best." "So charge," yelled a squadron of swift soldier flies, and bombardier beetles took to the skies. Dilly whirled up through a hole in the net. "It's working, it's working. We'll beat those creeps yet." The army ants marched, and mantises prayed. "Keep fighting," called Dilly, "and don't be afraid." Then the stink bugs united, gave off their worst smells. "P.U., we give up, the spiders all yelled. They scuttled away. "Hooray," cried the bugs, giving high sixes and fuzzy warm hugs. The cicada piped up, "It's time for a speech. Attention, my friends," he said with a screech. "The contest is over, and we have a winner. Without this young damsel, we'd all be dinner. She might be young, and she might be small, but Dilly's the bugliest bug of us all."